This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
The campaign for Russia's parliamentary elections got off to a scandalous start this week when Russia's richest man, Mikhail Porkerov, left the Liberal Party he had promised to bring into parliament. The tycoon accused the Kremlin of meddling in the party's affairs and went on the attack against a close aide of President Dmitry Medvedev. Gertrud Hoekamp has more from Moscow.
Applause for Russian billionaire Mikhail Prokhorov when he closed the first chapter of his political career and started the next one. Within days after the official start of the campaign for the parliamentary elections in December, Prokhorov and dozens of his supporters left the Liberal Party, Right Cause, which he had led since the summer. The reason, he said, was interference from the Kremlin.
My personal position is that the party that starts with deception
My personal opinion, he said, is that the party which starts with a fraud doesn't have the right to look the citizens in the eye. And I call upon all those who are on my side, all those who supported me, to leave this Kremlin puppet party. Until this week, Prokhorov's goal had been to muster enough support to form a faction in the State Duma, Russia's lower house of parliament. The tycoon had the full backing of the Kremlin. Right Cause was supposed to become a small pro-Kremlin right-wing party next to Prime Minister Putin's ruling party, United Russia. But Prokhorov had other plans. He voiced criticism of existing Kremlin policies and invited popular figures into his party who could attract much more support than at first envisaged and steal votes from the Kremlin's own party. Attempts by Kremlin officials to have some people removed from the party failed, with Prokhorov refusing to back down. Then scandal ensued at the first party congress this week. Officials from the presidential administration exerted pressure on certain party members. They organized a simultaneous separate congress, which received official recognition. According to Prokhorov's supporters, members of the party's executive committee had falsified internal party elections and staged a coup. The next day, Prokhorov decided to leave the party after all, declaring war on the deputy head of the presidential administration, Vladislav Surkov, a close aide to President Medvedev and generally considered the architect of the modern-day Russian political system, which is almost totally controlled from the Kremlin. As long as Surkov works in the presidential administration and controls domestic politics, he said, it is impossible to be active in politics. Therefore, my personal goal is to get him sacked. I don't plan to leave politics. Prokhorov's career as a party leader is over for now. Without him, the Right Cause party has hardly any chance of winning enough votes for representation in parliament. But at the same time, his public image has received a powerful boost, and Russia's richest man is now seriously thinking of taking part in the upcoming presidential elections. Gerhard Kurkamp, Deutsche Welle Radio, Moscow.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.